How to Build Up Your Brain. One of my favorite scenes from TV and movies is from the first season of The Last Kingdom. The English were fighting against the Vikings, and one Viking leader lost a battle and converted to Christianity. This is more or less historically accurate. In real life, the Viking guy assumed that since the English had God on their side, and since they won the battle, therefore the English god was stronger than the Viking gods. But before that, leading up to the pivotal battle, the Vikings had the English on the run. The English had fled their castle and the Vikings were doing some looting. The English king had a habit of writing down pretty much everything that happened, chronicling his reign very much like the ancient Greeks. The Greeks would always take historians with them on battles and journeys, etc. Anyhow, the Vikings didn't write much stuff down. They knew how to read and write, but the problem was they didn't have very much to write on. It turns out making paper to write on is a complex process, one the Vikings hadn't quite figured out yet. Anyhow, the Viking leader goes into the room where the English king kept all of his scrolls. For the Viking leader, this was astonishing. He paused, picking up a few scrolls and looking at all the words. People without voices. Words without sounds. Before writing was widespread, the only way to remember stuff was to keep it up in your head. Old school Norse storytellers would go from town to town telling stories, singing for their supper, so to speak, telling all kinds of different stories based on all kinds of different topics, all kept in their brains. No teleprompters, no laptops, or even note cards to refer to. Back in the day, everything you needed to know to live a successful life could only come from one brain to another brain via spoken words. And you had to remember this. A lot of people suspect we are slowly getting dumber in recent times. It seems that way, but that's not quite the answer. Our brains are just as powerful as they always were. Your brain is just as powerful as human brains have always been. Only very few people actually use their brains. Even fewer ever rely on their brains. But humans lived for tens of thousands of years before anybody could refer to anything but our brains. And from that brain space came everything we have today. Sure, it's fantastic to be alive today with all this cool stuff, but it can be very dangerous if you allow your brain to turn into silly putty. Rebuild your brain and dominate everything. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.